Good morning. I want to welcome you to our service this morning, the last Sunday in January. It sure seems like it's been a cold month, but good to see everyone here this morning in God's house today. We're going to open our service this morning with a very familiar hymn, Stand on the Promises. So if you could stand as we sing, Stand on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail. By the living Word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. Aren't you glad we can stand on His promises? Good to see everyone this morning. If we have any visitors, welcome this morning. Turn and greet each other this morning. Good to see everyone.
Well, it is good to see you this morning. We welcome you to the house of the Lord. I'm glad you're here. It's cold outside, but it's warm in here, and we appreciate you being here. Today we'll be going to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, and I'm going to talk about joy. So we'll be talking about that today and looking at what the Bible has to say about the joy of the Lord is our strength. May we pray together. Father, we do thank You for the day. We just ask that we'd honor You today in what we do. We know that You're the object of our joy, and our relationship with You is what makes the difference. We ask today, Lord, that You'd lead us and guide us in what we do here today as we uplift Christ. In Your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Just to take note of some of the announcements there in your bulletin, there's still an announcement in there about the new PushPay app that we're working on and the giving portal there, along with the mission trip that we're putting together to Honduras. There's some information there about that. You can ask me questions after service if you've got any questions about that. We're going to sing two hymns now about how God puts a song in our heart. He keeps me singing in Wonderful, Wonderful Jesus. So you join in with us as we sing these hymns this morning.
angels whisper sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all of thy ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked, my sin and strife, discord filled my life with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. There is never a day so dreary, there is never a night so long, but the soul that's trusting Jesus will surely find a song. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted a song, a song of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart he implanted a song. There is never a cross so heavy, there is never a weight of woe, but that Jesus will help to carry, because he loves us so. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted a song, a song of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart he implanted a song. There is never a care or burden, there is never a grief or loss, but that Jesus in love will lighten when carried to the cross. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted a song, a song of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart he implanted a song.
And that was, might have been a kind of a new hymn to a lot of people. It's an older hymn, but maybe you're not very familiar with it. But it's got a great message. In the heart, he does implant the song. We're going to sing a familiar one that we've sang over the years, The Lord is Holy. It's a medley of songs. and it talks about the joy of the Lord being our strength. So we're going to ask that you stand with us on this first song as we sing together, "The Lord is Holy."
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing.
Thank you for joining us on that. Join us on this song as well. It's Waymaker. It's a very popular song right now. There's a part of the song that says, even though you don't know it, he's working. Even though you don't feel it, he's working. Even though you don't see him, he's working in our life each and every day. So you join in with us as we sing Waymaker.
You never stop working, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even
Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. That is who you are.
You are all of that and so much more. We can't even put into words of a song everything that you are. We thank you for the song that you put in our heart, the joy that you install in our lives. And God, I thank you for the way that you change lives, and Lord, you're working even in our midst, even when we don't see it, we don't feel it, we don't know it. You're always working. We thank you for the promises that we can stand upon, as we sang about this morning. Open our hearts as we receive your word today. It's been a joy to be in your house this morning. In Christ's name, amen.
We provide options for worship, and of course, SongSide is one. Another option is Facebook. Another option is YouTube. Another option is radio. So we always want to welcome those who are watching by Facebook or YouTube or listening by radio. So we welcome you to our worship service today. The love offering box will be over here this Sunday and next Sunday. And if you can help with the trip to Honduras, that's what we're doing. We're receiving a love offering for a group that's going to Honduras. So if you feel led to give, we want you to do that either today or next week. A life of joy, Nehemiah 8:10. This is one of the familiar verses in the Bible. Then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I don't know if you've ever heard of Gretchen Rubin or not, but in 2009, she wrote a book called The Happiness Project. She was on her way home one day from work in New York. She was married, had kids, had a great family, didn't have any, you know, problems, so to speak, no financial crises or anything like that. But on her way home, she was looking out the window at the bus, and in spite of all that she had going for her, she says in her book that she just felt like that her life was slipping away, and that she felt like that she was just at a dead end and had no purpose. She was very discontent with what was going on. And she asked herself this question, according to the book, what do I want from life anyway? And the answer came back, well, I want to be happy. And so that's what she wanted. She wanted to be happy. But she was just gripped by fear. And she goes on to say this. She said, the days are long, but the years are short. She thought, time is passing, and I'm not focusing enough on things that really matter. And so what is this sense of uneasiness and discontentment that we all struggle with at times? Well, more than just the absence of happiness, I think the number one problem today is a lack of relationship with God. In order to have true joy, you're going to have that relationship with God. And I think the reason that a lot of people miss out on true joy in life is because they've never established that relationship with God. The object of our joy is God. He is our joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so it's in our relationship with Him. Joy is more than just an emotion. Joy is a quality of life that God gives us. And that quality of life comes from a relationship with God. So He wants us to rejoice in Him. One of the characteristics and attitudes of the Christian life, of course, is joy. We read about it in the book of Galatians when he talks about the fruit of the Spirit, the attitude that the Christian should have, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, meekness, so forth, on down the line. So it's well and good, you know, to want to strive for happiness in life and everything like that. But really what people need is joy. And we want a joy that comes from a relationship with God. The gift of joy is a gift that God gives to those who believe in Him. That is His gift to us. And so what is our joy? Why can we have joy? Because of His forgiveness in our life, His forgiveness of our sin. Because of His favor in our life is another reason we can have joy, because of the friendship that we have with Him. And so those are reasons that we can have this joy. So instead of trying to endure life, I think as Christians what we can do, we can really enjoy life in spite of circumstance and in spite of difficulty and all that comes our way and the good times and bad times. I mean, we all want general happiness in life, and we can have, you know, those things that bring general happiness. But we're talking about a deeper idea here today. We're talking about joy. We're talking about a deep joy in spite of circumstance and difficulties that cannot take this joy away from your life. And so we want to enjoy it. We want to enjoy the Christian life. And I do. I enjoy living for the Lord. I enjoy the Christian life and what the Christian life is about. We want to enjoy it, and that's what God wants. He wants us to do more than just endure it, okay? So let's enjoy the life that He's given us. So let's talk about, first of all, the difference between happiness and joy. Now, studies have showed us this, that joy and happiness really aren't dependent upon circumstances or wealth. Studies have shown us that the most wealthy people in the world can have a lack of joy or lack of happiness in their life. So we're talking about the difference here between happiness and joy. J.P. Moreland said this. He said, we are confused about what happiness is, and as a result, we seldom find happiness that lasts. Now, most Americans, we're surrounded by things that we think that's going to make us happy. But there again, we come back to this idea, you know, that's not where true joy is found. That's not where true happiness is found. So where is it? Well, the life of joy is a life of in Christ. It's knowing Him and having faith in God. Happiness is about what happens to you. to an extent, it's dependent upon your circumstances, your behaviors, and your attitudes. But see, joy is something bigger. Joy in Christ is much bigger. The joy of Christ is about a relationship with a person. It's something that you have access to, but it's something that you must choose. One of the commentaries that I read on the book of Philippians in preparing for this message today was a commentary that was written by Rick Warren's wife, Kay. And the title of her commentary on the book of Philippians, and if you know about the book of Philippians, that's the book of joy. But the title of her book was Joy is a Choice. And it really is. It comes down to that choice that we make. Joy is a choice. We have access, but to God, we have access to Christ, but we must choose that life of joy. So it is a quality. It is a quality of life that comes in our relationship with God. He is both the object, like I said, of our joy, but He is also the giver of joy. Joy comes from the Lord. There's a second point that I want to make today. That is that the Christian life is infused with joy. You know, in your Christian life, it is marked by some significant milestones. If you're a believer, if you have faith in the Lord, then along the way, then you have those milestones in your life. Do you remember when you got saved? Do you remember the joy that filled your life? See, that's a milestone. And that's a significant milestone of joy. And a lot of times that's where I go to. I'll go back to that. But that was a point in my life where, you know, the Lord infused me with joy, and He did the same for you. I mean, it is the joy of salvation. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Another milestone was baptism. When I was saved at Bell Avenue there in Little City. And on baptism day, I'll tell you what, we had a revival. And there were several of us boys that got saved, just young boys who got saved during that revival. And so they said, okay, we're going to have baptism. Now, back then, you know, you didn't have baptistry, you went to the river. I'll tell you how baptism day was. They said, meet here at the church at 1 o'clock. So we met at the church at 1 o'clock. And they piled about 12 of us boys in the back of the pickup truck. And we went over to the lake. And we got baptized. And, you know, we didn't have towels or anything like that. So when baptism was over, we got back in the truck. And they brought us back to the church and let us out. And so we went back to playing or whatever we did that day. But that was a very important time in my life to think about that. That was a milestone. Baptism is one of those milestones in your life where it just brings joy to your life. There have been times in our life when we go through trials and disappointments. But in going through those deep times of trial and disappointments, we can't explain it, but we find the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord there that helps us through those difficult times. You see, it doesn't mean that we deny or disguise our feelings. It doesn't mean that we shrug off pain or disappointment or we don't feel sorrow. That's not what joy is all about. But what it does mean is this, that we put our trust in the Lord, that we put our faith in God, that no matter the circumstance we're going through, our trust and our faith is in Him. He opens the door to a joy that is beyond anything we could ever know. And it's Him. It's really Him. The joy of knowing that we are in His hands. There's another milestone that we go through. And many of you have experienced that. One day we all will experience it, but we've experienced it in the death of a loved one. And there is a difference. There's a difference when a believer dies and a non-believer dies. I've been around it long enough to know that. But even at death, then what we find is a joy, a deep, lasting joy that takes us through those times in life like that. And even when a person, as a believer, is facing death, You know, they can be in sickness, they can be in pain, but deep down in their soul, they have a joy there. They have a peace there. They have a contentment there. That is because God is the object of our joy. Jesus Christ is the giver of a joy that we cannot explain. I mean, it's beyond explanation to know that. It's a complete joy. It's a lasting joy. It's a joy that stays with us. Even in death, that joy is there with us. Paul contemplated the conclusion of his life and ministry. And he was talking about it in Acts chapter 20. But in Acts 20, he anticipated his own death. And here's what Paul had to say about that in Acts 20, 24. He said, "But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of the grace of God." And as believers, we can finish with joy. And that's where the Lord wants us to finish. Finish with that joy. According to Peter, in 1 Peter 1:8, he says it's a joy that you cannot, it's inexpressible. "Whom having not seen," talking about Jesus. We've not seen him in a physical way. "Whom having not seen you love, though now you see him not. Yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory." The Apostle John was on the Isle of Patmos. He was sent there because of his faith in Jesus Christ. While on the Isle of Patmos, John wrote these words in Revelation 14. He said, "Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are they, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them." An inexpressible joy that is a lasting joy. A joy that death cannot take away, sickness cannot take away, circumstance cannot take away, difficulty cannot take away. It is an abiding, everlasting relationship with God. That is the object of our joy. Now I want to talk about how God wants us to be joyful. You know, the surest sign of God's presence in anyone's life really is joy. It really is a birthmark of what a believer is all about. If God really is the center of our life, then we'll have joy. If we have no joy, then we've really missed the heart of the gospel. We've missed the heart of what the good news is all about. But it seems to me that in the Bible, that when it comes to God's joy, that His greatest joy is about His people. He finds joy in you. He finds joy in our relationship with Him. You know, the Bible tells us that when a person is saved, that there is joy in heaven over one sinner that comes to know the Lord. And He, you know, that's what He's about. And He takes joy in you. He takes joy in me. Someone said it this way, we may not be able to rejoice in our load, but we can rejoice in the Lord. And I thought that's a good way to put it. We may find no joy in our situation, but we can rejoice in our Savior, who is the giver of our joy. To rejoice in the Lord means that we rejoice in our unchangeable relationship with Him. That is joy. That is the source of joy, the object of joy. That is the means of joy for us, that we have that relationship with Him. For many years, I've practiced this, and it's helped me to go through the day with joy. And it's Psalm 118, verse 24. And this is the verse that I quote this verse every morning when I get up. "This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And I've practiced that for many years, and I can tell you it makes a difference, because what it does is put the focus not on the difficulty of the day, the circumstance of the day, the challenge of the day, but it puts the focus on the object of our joy. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So at the center of joy is God, the promise of Himself to us. It's Christian joy is letting Christ live out His life in us. In Colossians 1:11, Paul said it this way. He said, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. So Paul is telling us how to get there in the practice of joy in our Christian life. The terms used in this verse are referring to our attitudes during trials in life and difficulties in life. Patience looks more in that verse. Patience really is talking about enduring difficult circumstance. But what long-suffering is talking about there, it's talking about enduring difficult people. So Paul says we can have joy. We can have joy regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the difficulty. We can have a deep, lasting, constant, everlasting joy. Jesus' joy is a complete joy. It's not almost joy. It's not little bit joy. But it's 100% joy that we find in a relationship with Christ. So again, you know, we just think about the joy that He's given us. Joy is determined whether or not Jesus Christ is at home in your life. If Jesus Christ is at home in your life, then there's going to be a joy there. Since joy is Jesus, Jesus never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. So what the Bible says is our joy is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why? Because Jesus never changes. In the midst of their difficulty and sorrow, the disciples were really troubled. And they were troubled about the impending death of Jesus Christ. John 16:22, Jesus spoke these words to them. These are words of comfort. He said, therefore you now have sorrow. Their sorrow was that Jesus was going to go and be away from them. And so He recognized their sorrow. And we have those emotions. But Jesus said, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. Jesus saw them again after the resurrection. Then He went back to heaven. And then He sent the Holy Spirit back. And the Holy Spirit is in your life and my life as the constant source of joy of our life. It is a joy that He gives to us. Joy is not an emotion. It is not an attitude that comes and goes. Joy is a deep relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Psalm 35:9, here's what the psalmist says. He said, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in His salvation. So how does this joy become a part of our life? I want to talk about that now very quickly. Number one is this. You've got to surrender your life to Christ. Surrender to Christ. Know Him. Have a relationship with Him. C.S. Lewis said it this way. He said, God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from Himself. Because it is not there. There is no such thing of joy and happiness apart from Christ. It's just not there. When I was a boy, we sang a song a lot. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy. Let Jesus come into your heart. And that's where true joy really is found. The second way is submit to the Spirit of God. Throughout your life, you're going to make a decision. Here's the decision. Are you going to let God be in control, or are you going to be in control? Are you going to let the Spirit guide you, or are you going to follow your own guidance? Are you going to make your own decisions, or are you going to let the Holy Spirit help you in making those decisions? And as we let Him guide us, and we let Him lead us in life, then, you know, we just surrender to God's leadership and Spirit in our life. Really what He wants to be, He doesn't want to be the resident in your life. He wants to be the president of your life. He wants to be the one who's in control, the one who is in charge of your life. In 1 Thessalonians 1:6, Paul is talking about this abiding attitude of praise and thanksgiving. And he said it this way. He said, "And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit." Where's the joy come from? It is that gift of the Holy Spirit within us. To have the Holy Spirit is have joy. Joy in the midst of sufferings is evidence of the reality of your salvation and my salvation, when we can experience this joy in the midst of pain and suffering and difficulty. Then there's a third way. We've got to study the Word of God. The verse that I read today in Nehemiah, that whole context in Nehemiah there where it says, "The joy of the Lord of our strength," that came out of the context of the people coming back to the Word of God. I mean, they had had a great revival here. And they had found the Word of God again. And they had gotten into the Word of God. And that the Word of God really brought them great joy in their life. And so that's why Nehemiah said, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." And so we go to the Word of God. The secret of Christian joy is to believe what God has said in His Word, to believe that God will act on His Word, and to believe that God is faithful to His Word. That is joy, folks. God is true to His Word. God is faithful to His promises. Faith is based on the Word of God, and what it will do will produce joy in our life. You see, a right understanding of God from the Bible, and that's what the Bible does. The Bible talks to us about God. It tells us things about God. A right understanding about God from the Bible will result in great joy in your life. I mean, it'll bring that joy to you. You see, the Bible really is God's handbook on joy. And like I said, the book of Philippians, that's the book of joy in the New Testament. But it is. It just comes back to relationship with the Lord. Jeremiah said it this way in Jeremiah 15:16. He said, "Your words were found," and this is symbolic, "your words were found, I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." The joy and rejoicing of my heart, Jeremiah said, was the word of God that he found. And then the fourth way is to spend time in prayer. Jesus wants you to have joy. And we receive joy, you know, through relationship with Him. But we receive joy when we pray. John 16:24, Jesus said, until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Asked, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. What did Jesus say? Ask for joy. When you pray, pray for joy. Let joy be a part of your life. So Jesus wants us to have that joy. Joy doesn't have to be what we think of as rejoicing. It can be a quiet joy. The comfort of joy of knowing that you belong to God. The reassuring and uplifting joy of knowing that you are never alone and that God is always with you. That is the quality of joy that we have in our life. And then the fifth way is to share your life with others. You know, being a Christian is not always easy. But I know this. It's a whole lot easier when we share our life together. We find so much encouragement in coming together and worshiping together and being together. And there's strength in that. Many times, you know, we tried to do it alone, but God doesn't want us to do it alone. He wants us to be with each other and to help each other. And so that's how we do it. Psalm 16:11 said this. I wrote this down before I came over here. You will show me the path of life, and your presence is fullness of joy. You know, this book here gives us the path of life, the path to eternal life with the Lord in heaven. And the psalmist said, in your presence forever and ever and ever is joy forevermore. I look forward to that day. I want to close with this story. And this is one of my favorite stories, but it really just illustrates what I'm talking about here today. In his autobiography, Just As I Am, Billy Graham and his wife Ruth, they went to the Caribbean for vacation. They were invited to spend the afternoon and have lunch with a man who was 75 years old. This man was the wealthiest man on the island. And in the book, here's the quote that he gave. And I wrote the quote down because I wanted to give it to you. After they had had lunch together, this man said to Billy Graham and his wife, he said, I am the most miserable man in the world. Out there is my yacht. I can go anywhere I want. I have my private plane, my helicopters. I have everything I want to make my life happy. And yet he said, I am as miserable as I can be. In the book, Billy Graham said that they talked with this man and prayed with him. And they really tried to get him to open his life to the Lord. And Billy said that really didn't happen. But after all that had happened that afternoon, later in the day, they had invited one of the preacher and missionaries to come and have dinner with them where they were staying. And so here was his quote. The preacher missionary said, he said, I don't have 2 pounds to my name, he said with a smile. But I'm the happiest man on this island. After this pastor left, Billy Graham looked at his wife and he asked her, he said, who do you think is the richer man? And she really didn't have to answer that because the answer was obvious. You know what that pastor had found? Billy Graham said that that pastor had found that the source of joy and happiness in life was in a relationship with God. The greatest thing that could bring joy and happiness to his life, he had, but the wealthiest man on that island didn't have. Jesus makes all the difference in the world. He is the object and source of our joy. If you've not opened your life to Him, open your life to Him today. He wants you to know that joy. Let's stand for our prayer. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for the truth of the Bible. Father, we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. This is a deep, lasting joy. It's a solid joy. It's not built on emotions. It's really not. But really is. It is a quality. It is a quality of life based on our relationship with you. And Father, today I pray for those who need to open their life to you today. Those who've never been saved, may they come today and open their heart to you. May they receive the joy that you want to give them today. Father, as believers today, help us to know and to understand that our joy is in you, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Regardless of the circumstances that we face in life, we thank you that you're always there with us. Your promises are true, and we can depend on you. We trust in you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Just as I am.
Appreciate you being here today. Go this week in the joy of the Lord and know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. God bless you today. Have a good week. Praise team will come at this time and they'll lead us in our closing chorus.
As we close this morning, the peace of God passes all understanding will go with you this week. I got peace like a river. You join in with us as we dismiss.
I've got peace like a river. Like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul.
Dismissed.